Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
It's time for Paisano Days, Friday, September 18th and Saturday, September 19th at the South City Park by Tiger Field in Reading. 2 days of homemade Italian food, including a spaghetti dinner, meatball sandwiches, pasta bowl with meatball, Italian sausage sandwiches, hot dogs, cannoli and ice cream, beer on tap, and wine. Entrance to the event is free, and guests will enjoy vendor booths, raffles, a silent auction, and watching the bocce tournament. The dinner cost is $16 for adults and $6 for kids under 12. Sons and Daughters of Italy hosted this event in support of many charities in our area, including the Wings of Angels, the Police Canine Program, student scholarships, and many more. That's Paisano Days on September 18th and 19th at South City Park. Call 530-510-1903. For more information, that's 530-510-1903.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Honda's Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and George Pardos is with us. He is the owner of Vet Radio Syndicate. Recently discovered this, and it's incredible the reach that they have and the work that they are doing. George joins us here in the National Defense. George, how you doing?
I am doing very well. How about yourself?
Good, man. Tell us about Vet Radio Syndicate. How did you? When did you get it started, and how did you start?
Well, there's a group of us that started it about 10 years ago in 2015, and our whole premise was we wanted to get veterans to get their voice heard on the air and, you know, tell their stories, tell their, you know, their experiences, tell, you know, the things that, you know, are going on. And we figured, you know, let's start you know, platform where veterans can, you know, be able to be heard. And so at one time we had, you know, probably, you know, 30 different hosts. And, you know, what we basically specialized in, it was, you know, news and stories that veterans would find interesting and also be helpful as well.
So it's kind of started as an audio kind of version of Stars and Stripes or something like that?
Yeah, we first were not broadcasting on Facebook because Facebook at the time didn't have some of the tools. So we were on, we had our own kind of station. We had our own app, and we were broadcasting on there. And then we started, you know, when Facebook introduced the live, we started, you know, doing, you know, those shows, and then expanded. And in the last few years, what we have seen that is working is that, we started, you know, going back to Warrior Radio, which is basically, doing news stories, and veteran issues that, you know, that we think that the, veterans would want to hear. And Facebook has changed a lot of the way, you know, with live and the platform and all that, how they've been able to broadcast. So some of the tools they've taken away and some of the tools they've added. So what we decided to do is, you know, go back to just reporting the news and trying to do it without a bias.
Yeah, and the thing I like about it, George, and you and I talked about this, about, you know, it's not one-sided. I mean, you guys really try to kind of create that non-biased method of reporting. the things that are important to veterans, right?
Yeah, and, you know, we have one of the things that, you know, there's a term in the Marine Corps called BAMSIS. And, you know, when you report, you know, operations and stuff that are going on, you do it without doing any, you know, bias. So
editorial or, yeah.
Yeah. So we've taken the same approach with news and current events. And it seems to be working because I think one of the problems has been with not just mainstream media, but everybody has a story to tell, and that's not your job. Tell the truth and let people make their own decisions.
Wow, what a novel concept that is. I mean, you can't find that too much these days.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Fall is the perfect time to refresh and reorganize your space. At the Home Depot, find power tools and tool sets starting at $50 to help tackle DIY projects, home updates, and more. Whether you're drilling brackets to support new shelving or sharpening your hedge trimmer blade with an angle grinder, the Home Depot has the tools you need to check projects off your list. Shop Labor Day savings at the Home Depot and gear up for fall projects with the right tools to keep your projects moving.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Guys, if you think antique stores aren't your thing, well, you've never been to Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Sure, you'll find great furniture and home decor, but that's just the beginning. Check out fishing gear, hunting apparel and supplies, military and war memorabilia, beer steins, sports collectibles, jerseys, vintage photographs, some signed, and collectible trading cards. Whether you're a lifelong collector or just looking for something unique for your man cave, you'll find treasures around every corner. Browse shelves of classic DVDs, VHS movies, CDs, and books. Discover quality copper cookware that's built to last. Or pick up a few favorites from the Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, even soaps and lotions. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible. Open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
We're talking to George Pardos. He's the owner of Vet Radio Syndicate. And not only did you find this Facebook outlet, but, man, you talk about veterans that are latching on to your information. How many folks look at your Facebook every day?
Well, our reach is about, in the last year, we're averaging between 20 to 30 million people a month that we reach.
Wow.
And that is all organic. We're not paying for any of it. We're not, we're not boosting anything. We're not bumping posts. We're not doing anything. We're just publishing. And it seems to be working. And there's been other sites that are, that have tried to, to tell stories. And the problem is, one of the things that you have to understand is that, when you have a story to tell, it takes a lot. It takes a certain kind of critical mind not to inject your feelings to it.
Right. Yeah.
And that's been one of the problems that we've seen in the veteran community. And so in the last year, we kind of said, look, there are 14,000 different narratives out there. People, let's just tell the truth. Let people, see what, they want to hear. At other places, we're just going to tell the truth, let them make a decision based on the facts that we present to them. And we have 11 different contributors right now. We have a Navy SEAL. We have a guy that was in SF. One of our contributors represented Hassan in the Fort Hood shooting. So we have a lot of different people that are contributing, and we try to our best to whatever we're putting out there. It is as with as little bias as possible.
Hey, George, what is your background and talk us through your military experience?
Well, my main thing is I was a Marine veteran. I went to the Marine Corps to wrestle. And they made me carry a rifle. They forgot to tell me all that. So in 1987, 1988, I wrestled for the United States Marine Corps, and I represented the Marine Corps at the 1988 Olympic Trials in Greco.
Oh, wow.
And so after that, I got out of the Marine Corps because I had a chance to wrestle at Ohio State University. So from 88 to 93, I wrestled at Ohio State. I represented Ohio State at the 92 Olympic Trials. And I stayed during that whole time, I stayed in the Army Reserve. I wound up wrestling for the U.S. Army team in 97 because they needed a heavyweight. And so, during that time, I was also helping with Ohio State in wrestling. And then, I got out in 2000 out of the reserves because it was just, I had a couple of injuries from wrestling, and there's really not that much going on at the time, which was kind of interesting. And then, so that was, that was my background in the, so I spent, a little over 16 years in the, active duty and reserves, and, wound up coaching at Ohio State for a little bit. I worked for DynCorp as a contractor. So, but when we started this in 2016, there was a bunch of us that just got together and said, hey, veterans need to tell their story.
Yeah. And that is so true. And that's one reason we started this program almost 15 years ago now is we would get these press releases about things and resources that could help veterans. And nobody was reporting that. Nobody was even reading the press releases. And when we first started this show, we'd get these releases and most of them I would talk to the publicist or the person sending the release, and they would say, you know, most of these just go into the trash because nobody wants to really inform veterans about what's going on. And so we thought, we kind of took that pretty seriously on our part then, as in terms of, well, not only do we need to get this information out there, but we need to interview the people behind the press releases and really find out the stories. And I think we're probably still the only nationally syndicated radio show that's doing that. But no, I commend you, you guys on what you're doing. What is the best way for people to find out more about Vet Radio Syndicate?
We're on Facebook. We're now starting to broadcast on, it's Vet Radio Syndicate on Facebook. We have a YouTube channel that we're kind of upgrading, cause we used to post all of our shows on there. We're on Twitter. We're now starting to expand part of our, you know, our reach. Facebook has been kind of like the sweet spot for us. You know, we're starting on Substack and we're starting a newsletter. It's different. One thing that we've noticed is that different, stories seem to be more, popular on different platforms. You know, one thing about, one thing we've noticed is that if you have fluff, a lot of fluff, YouTube is a great platform for it.
Right.
If you want to start an argument, and you want to be, you want to start an argument about something innocuous, go to Twitter.
Right.
yeah. Yeah. And, you know, because, you know, it attracts different people. One of the reasons we've had success on Facebook has been, it's still the number one platform out there with reach. So we've kind of, we do some things on TikTok, but for the way that we report, Facebook has been, you know, kind of the, where we're doing, we've had the best success, and we've tried other systems. So that is the where we've seen the best success at it.
And so you mentioned the different stories and different platforms. Is there a common theme to certain storylines that veterans really respond to? Have you seen this? We know that when we publish this story, we're going to get more comments, more eyeballs to look at that. Anything like that, George, that you can point to?
Well, one thing that we've noticed is that one of the things is that, and I would say this, and this is, you know, coming from dealing with people for everybody thinks that, veterans, they keyhole veterans into
yep.
one side or the other.
Yep.
Not all veterans are Republicans, and not all veterans, there's a lot of Democrats,
yep.
veterans. There are a lot of veterans that are pretty liberal.
Because guess what? Veterans are also people.
Yeah, and yeah. So one thing that we've noticed is that if something in the news has been something they consider right wing, that all the veterans are going to jump to it, and that's not the case.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we try to really point out on this program, is because I think people do kind of forget, you know. I used to work with the national headquarters of the VFW, and you'd get that a lot from people that when you mentioned VFW, they say, oh yeah, we know, you know, they're always going to think this about that. And nothing could be further from the truth, because there were so many, it's such a diverse community of veterans everywhere. But, I think that comes, George, from kind of the military, situation, because it doesn't matter who's on your left or your right when you're fighting. You don't care where they're from or what their politics are, right?
Yeah, and that is one of the things. You take a look at Friday night at the barracks in the Marine Corps. You've got guys from the country, the city, mm-hmm. Latinos, you know, you might have guys, you know, and that's because it's across, you know, the Marine Corps is a cross section of America. You have,
right.
Got, you know, you have Billy Ray, you've got, you know, Jerome, you've got everybody from, you know, you've got Cooter, you got, I mean, it's
right.
And the problem, and one of the problem has been, and especially with the last, you know, with the last few cycles, is that one of the things we have seen is that people are trying to get narratives and push it, you know, on the side.
Right.
And, you know, you think about it is instead of saying whether you're Democrat or Republican, are you an American? And
right.
One of the issues too is that we also run a nonprofit, and part of that is that, you know, you have when you go to help people, we don't ask them, you know, are you a veteran? Yeah, okay, then we'll help you. I mean, we don't ask you, you know, hey, are you a Republican or you're a Democrat?
Yeah.
And part of the other, you know, one of the things that we've seen, especially in the last few years, has been one, there's so much information out there, and we're just go to, you know, give you something we help, you know, veterans with disability, is commissary use. That's something that, they, you know, that some disabled veterans can know that if you have a disability rating, you can go to the commissary. As minute as that is, people just didn't know.
Huh.
So there's a lot of information that veterans just aren't given. And part of it is it's not just that it's, you know, things as simple as, you know, some states give you a voucher for your closing costs on a house. Little things like that. It always goes back to give people, your audience, the truth. Let them make the best decision possible from what they have.
That's great stuff. That's great stuff. George Pardos, owner of Vet Radio Syndicate. Check them out on Facebook. George, thank you for the time, man. Thank you for the work you're doing.
Yeah, and I appreciate it, Randy. And the one thing I want to close with, and just, you know, because like I said, we are on our mission, is that the best thing you can do, and especially with the recent events, is just have a conversation with your neighbor. You'll find out that they're not that much different than you are.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? That's a great point. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, a conversation and an open mind can solve a lot of problems, right?
It can. And to the, you know, and to the veterans out there, make sure that if for no other reason, go to the VA, make sure your records are up to date, because there's so many, with Doug Collins taking over, there's a lot of other benefits that are being given to vets that they don't even know that they're eligible for.
Good point.
You know, go make sure, go to your VA, go to, a VSO, and make sure that, you know, you're getting all the benefits you're entitled to because you earned them.
Absolutely. Vet Radio Syndicate will be right back here on the National Defense.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I think from talking to Todd Sager, I got perspective on starting a business and what it's like to be an entrepreneur. I think it's a great perspective to see how times have changed, but ways haven't.
We heard that Todd actually majored in philosophy, and now he's the CEO of this massive company. How did that make you feel, learning that philosophy can help you become an entrepreneur?
It further proved my point that life is about what you make it, and that philosophy will always back up what you think life is.
Todd, help me out here.
Like I mentioned, philosophy is problem solving. So having that frame of mind, you know, looking at what you want to do with your life, do it from a problem solving mindset.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Imagine walking to your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and something that we've been talking about for quite a while, actually a treatment for PTSD and another kind of step up in mental health therapy. And we talk about that on the program all the time for veterans. And there's some exciting new developments in that area. Dr. Lori Davis is with us. She's the Associate Chief of Staff for Research and Development Service for the VA Medical Center in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And she's also the lead researcher in this new trial for veterans that we're really excited about. Dr. Davis, how are you?
I'm doing well, and yes, I'm very proud of the service I gave to the Tuscaloosa V as Associate Chief of Staff for Research, but I recently stepped down from that so that I could be the Senior Research Investigator and Lead Principal Investigator of this pivotal, largest-funded VA study of psilocybin for the treatment-resistant depression and comorbid post-traumatic stress disorder. So it's a real honor to lead the charge on this multi-site study, including five VAs, Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, Portland, Seattle, and Philadelphia. And I really couldn't do it without those other medical centers, with those experts, as well as colleagues at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. particularly Dr. Peter Hendricks, has been so valuable in helping guide this trial.
Well, it's such important work, and, you know, we've been pushing for this for quite a while, as have been a lot of people. Do you ever think you'd see this day?
Well, it's taken us 2.5 years to get here, so I'm finally glad to see this day.
Right.
And really, I think I've stepped on the stairwell of others that have built it before me over the past decade to bring this novel type of treatment to a large clinical trial that has really focused on the veteran population in the VA setting.
Well, and, you know, we talk to veterans every single day on this show, and a lot of them have told us just kind of anecdotally or in other ways how much this has really helped them to maintain a level of living, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And so for you guys to examine this and bring it out in the open is great news. And, you know, I think a lot of veterans have talked about this for quite a while, to have a trial where it can be monitored and looked at and studied. And I know you guys are going to – how long is the trial here?
Okay. Well, for the individual participant, it's about 8 months. But our timeline could accelerate, but currently it's going to take about 4 years. But I'll tell you, I think it's going to accelerate. I think our enrollment will be very ahead of schedule at all times, given the interest and the and really how veterans want to have access to this novel treatment. But you're right. The first aim is to see how well it works for depression and post-traumatic stress disorder in veterans. The second is safety. And I think that's very comforting that the trial is in a VA setting. So this psychedelic experience of psilocybin will be in a clinically supervised environment with two healthcare professionals who are trained not only in mental health, management of anxiety or other, you know, mental distress, but also trained in the psychedelic effects of psilocybin and the management of that.
And will there be 60s music playing?
Oh, that's a great question. I love the 60s music, of course.
Me too.
And it's just would be wonderful if we had, you know, that range of selection. But the playlist is standardized across the sites to be instrumental. We don't want lyrics in the music because that might actually interfere with innate processing of their own insight, their own imagination, their own processing of past life experiences. So we're really sticking to an instrumental, either classical, jazz, or spa-like music that has already been tried and true in the other clinical trials that have gone on outside the VA.
How interesting. I was actually just kidding. And, but that, it makes perfect sense to have, some kind of, mood music, happening and to let them kind of take their own journey there. That's pretty cool. How do, veterans, have they already been selected for the trial, or if they haven't been, how do, veterans sign up for this?
Okay, that's a great question. Let me say that I appreciate your airing this and stimulating the awareness of it. So there are on the clinicaltrials.gov, each site, each medical center is listed with a contact information. So if they don't know, the site again is clinicaltrials.gov, and they can basically search the name PIVOT, that stands for Psilocybin Intervention for Veterans Overcoming Treatment-Resistant Depression, and find that information. Please be patient with our teams. We're fielding a lot of calls and emails. We are going to get back to everyone And then they, we really, right now, as we're launching the trial, we're taking veterans who live or can be in the proximity of those five medical centers. The trying to extend the reach right now, I think would not be safe. I think we've got to really get some clear understanding of the clinical trial itself. And then we can maybe go outside the catchment area of these VA medical centers. And then another thing to think about is other trials are being funded, and the VA is considering in their research portfolio. So something, stay tuned. Something in your own area could be the next study funded and offered. So
that's so exciting. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The human brain is truly incredible. It has 100 billion neurons, surpassing even the most powerful supercomputers. And it controls our thoughts, our emotions, and everything we do. And Prevagen is designed to help keep it amazing. Prevagen also believes that good daily habits are a powerful part of any routine. Exercising regularly, eating well, getting good quality sleep, staying mentally active, and staying connected with friends and family are all great for your brain. And that's why so many people choose Prevagen, because it can help supplement those good habits, working alongside your daily routine to give your brain the care it deserves. Prevagen is powered by apoaquarin, originally discovered in jellyfish and designed specifically for your brain. Because when your brain is at its best, you can continue doing what you love with confidence. Try Prevagen for your brain today.
Hey, T-Mobile recognizes the unwavering dedication and sacrifice of those who serve, have served, and the families who stand beside them. T-Mobile is committed to keeping military families connected through every PCS deployment and homecoming on America's best network. And they're proud to support hiring initiatives for veterans and spouses, strong partnerships with military organizations, and ongoing community investments that make a difference. Learn more at T-Mobile.com/military. Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, 2H2025.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
Fall is the perfect time to refresh and reorganize your space. At the Home Depot, find power tools and tool sets starting at $50 to help tackle DIY projects, home updates, and more. Whether you're drilling brackets to support new shelving or sharpening your hedge trimmer blade with an angle grinder, the Home Depot has the tools you need to check projects off your list. Shop Labor Day savings at the Home Depot and gear up for fall projects with the right tools to keep your projects moving.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, how early should a seller start developing their strategy if they want to sell their home? And is pricing considered the biggest part of that selling strategy?
That's actually a really good question. I think most successful sellers in today's market are starting about 6 months before they go on the market for sale. And in that period, they're making improvements and adjustments to their property, so they're positioned really well and ready to really receive top dollar when they come to market. Second part of your question around price, it's always important, but really process in many cases is more important than just the price.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is a synthetic pharmaceutical grade manufactured in a pharmaceutical laboratory. It's quite an easy molecule to create. And so we have an exact milligram in a capsule. So I want to make it clear we're not using the botanical mushroom, and we are using a dose that's already really been tested within industry-sponsored trials outside the VA, really all over the country and European countries as well. And so we are carefully selecting the dose. And again, in that clinical environment, for one thing, you know what you're getting. There's not a, if you do the, if you get the street drug, sometimes those can have been tampered with, adulterated, laced with deadly, lethal other drugs. So amphetamines sometimes get laced in with psilocybin products because that's, you know, I don't know, cheaper or different. So that's kind of what we're quick. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah. What is a psychedelic doing? That's maybe what you might have been asking rather than just the pharmaceutical part of it.
Yeah, well, it's all fascinating to me, Doctor, about, first of all, very homeopathic remedies that are coming to light now and what we're taking away in learning from nature. And I just think that is fascinating. And I think it's great that the VA is investigating that and looking at that and learning from that as well. And I know just from, you know, working with the VA for many years that the VA has been at the forefront of so many different things, whether it's medical machines, medical procedures, and things like that. And this is just another great example of that.
It really is. Now, we're concerned about the really difficult to treat depression. So you mentioned homeopathic and it might be used medicinally, but this is for serious conditions of depression that has failed to respond to at least two other really good treatments that work for most people. So the frontline, first line, antidepressant medications and psychotherapy luckily works for a large number of people. But then there are about a third of the population of people with depression just seem to not respond, and that's called treatment-resistant depression. And the veterans I have that I see with that, they're very closed down, avoidant, emotionally numb, just really not seeing our ability to feel pleasure and interest in activities is really thwarted. And so the psychedelic medications bring about a release of a very important neurotransmitters that help mood, anxiety, and thinking, cognitive thoughts. And a lot of people with very serious depression and PTSD, their brain is very rigid, the networks, and that brings about ruminations. And you've had people on your show or in your life that are so depressed, but they can't seem to stop talking in certain very dark ways. And there's literally rigid brain networks. And psilocybin brings about neuroplasticity, opening up these connections, making new connections. So there's a psychology and a biology to opening up awareness, insight, and frankly, positive emotions.
That's so exciting. And the other part of that is too, you mentioned, you know, brain function and that kind of thing. It's amazing to me how much we are still learning about our brains.
Right.
Isn't it? Dr. Davis, what is your background?
I'm a psychiatrist. Okay. And I've been working in the VA for over 30 years conducting clinical trials, not only medications, but psychotherapy, mindfulness, supported employment, trying to get veterans back to competitive jobs as part of their therapy.
Yep.
Work is their therapy in those situations. And also now we have novel brain-stimulating devices and other non-pharmacologic neurofeedback type treatments that we're testing. So technology has really helped. The brain scans, the neuroimaging that can go on now to really see the living brain and how these treatments can affect the living brain, and also talk to the person who's had that experience, that lived experience.
Right.
That's a real source of good information.
It's really going to be interesting to see once these trials are happening and you're gathering that kind of information like you talked about from the person themselves. And just the idea of, you know, I think we're finding out so much more now about the brain and about how everything is connected to the brain. And I'm even talking about food and nutrition.
Yeah.
Which is also very important for brain health, right?
And I'll make a plug for exercise.
Oh, absolutely.
Exercise is a very important brain health activity.
Yes.
So it helps reduce and cleanse stress hormones and sort of metabolites of stress that is not just physical but chemical buildup in the body. Now, again, back to our study, we're not just having a person come in and take psilocybin. This has wrapped around supported counseling. Some people might not even refer to as it counseling because it's not like it's not cognitive behavioral therapy or prolonged exposure therapy. The participant would meet with the trained provider to have three meetings to prepare for the psilocybin administration day, understanding its expected effects, potential side effects, and what are they interested in learning about themselves or processing about their lives. Begin to have sort of a preparation for the day of dosing. They'll come the night before, or if they live close enough that they have to have a driver at the end of the day. When they come in, it's a clinical room, but it has a certain setting to take away that clinic hospital feel, comfortable chair or recliner. They have headphones and eye shades. And the two clinically trained licensed providers are there to ensure the safety and comfort. And so then the action of the psilocybin wears off about 4 to 6 hours after taking it. So by the time they leave the office, they're not under the influence of the psilocybin, safely go with their trusted significant other to be driven home. And we check up then the very next day, 24 hours later, 72 hours later, how are you doing? And then they have two more meetings with the provider who's going to do what we call an integration psychological support, talk about their experience and what's next.
Wow, that's great. That is really a complete picture of what you're doing here, and this is so exciting. Will you do me a favor, and once the trials are done, come back on and let us know what happened, where you are, what you've accomplished, and so we can let everybody know. That's just
one last thing I need to remind your listeners and viewers about is, so far the psilocybin compounds are not FDA approved, so they're still under a Schedule I drug, and only in certain states do they have some type of legal access. But for now, the access is under a research protocol, but this class of drugs are being reviewed by the FDA for potentially going to get FDA approved. And then that'll be interesting to see how that rolls out within the healthcare system.
Well, and I think the VA's role in that is certainly needed and necessary, especially for veterans. So, Dr. Davis, thank you so much for the time. This is going to be very, very cool to follow.
All right. Appreciate your interest. Thanks for covering this.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
With Mark Angelides.
If you want the latest news on what's happening in the midterm race, the runners, the riders, and the ultimate fallout, join Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Every year, summer ends and the kids go back to school. This year, I'm going back too at My Computer Career. They helped me get financial aid, and I got to choose online or on-campus classes to fit my needs. Now I'm on a fast track to a high-demand IT career where the rewards can finally match my value. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. That's mycomputercareer.edu. It's never too late to go back to school.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.